Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're hearing Pantera. That means one thing on this show. That means Kevin McCarthy is waiting in the wings on the BetQL guest hotline. He's the entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Kevin, what's up?
Good morning. Is it time to get Rick?
I think it is Rick time. How are
I
you,
think
sir?
So.
How are you, buddy?
Well, Eric loves to get Rick at 7 o'clock on Friday. So mm-hmm. I will just say that. What's going
it's a
on,
segment Bob? Where I can relax, yes.
Yeah, Eric, and I think about this all the time. I might as well. My gift to you for giving me life in this industry is 20 minutes of peace every Friday.
Thank you. I don't necessarily describe it as peace, but a little less lifting.
Hey, Kevin, before we get into the Oscars, and I know you want to talk all about that. Mm. I want to let the listeners know that of something on deck that we're doing soon that's actually pretty cool, and it's movie related. Mm. We're doing a Junks matinee for the remake of Roadhouse. This is March 20th.
Is this like a boxing movie or something?
I believe that's a Wednesday.
Did you see the original Roadhouse?
I'm going to guess no. I guess he has a big blind spot.
Patrick Swayze?
When did it come out? Patrick Swayze played a bouncer.
He's a bouncer?
In a small town?
I'm going to say 80. No, okay. What was it, 88?
Sounds about right.
I saw probably like one movie with Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
The one everybody saw.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
All right. So
I actually like the original
we
Roadhouse.
We are hosting
a
screening.
Eric, you never saw Point Break?
I might have.
Sorry, kid.
It had no impact on me.
It's all good. So March 20th is the date at Icon Tyson's. It's at noon. It's first come, first served.
That's it?
And there's a rumor, free popcorn and soda. That was the deal last time. We'll have to follow up on that. But that is coming up on March 20th. Put it on your calendar.
I also can't resist popcorn in a movie theater.
Well, it's delicious is all it is.
Movie looks great, by the way. I mean, I don't know if you guys realize Doug Liman directed this movie. This
I don't.
Is the guy who did Edge of Tomorrow. He did Swingers. He did The Bourne Identity. He's like...
It's pretty good resume.
That's legit.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet, Kev?
No, I'm seeing it tonight, and tomorrow I'm interviewing Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal for it, actually.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Afternoon, which
Eric,
I'm excited about.
That is the movie.
So Conor McGregor is obviously going to play the villain.
That's a movie I've seen before?
No. He filmed UFC scenes for that movie. I think he's a UFC fighter.
Yeah, I think he's doing something fighting.
He
or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's a former UFC fighter, and then becomes
the only reason why I know is because I kind of follow Bob Menery, you know, who does the funny videos, and he does some stuff with Fools, and he's hilarious, and he alleges he's got five scenes in this thing.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember in the news, like Gyllenhaal showed up to a real MMA event, didn't he like weigh in for real? It was like a whole thing. It was like part of the movie. They shot part of the movie at a huge MMA
fight.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. If you like just Google Jake Gyllenhaal MMA fight or something like that. And the dude got like, remember, I think he made a boxing film a few years ago.
Yeah. Awesome. I vaguely remember that too. Yeah.
It is great. And then this one, he like got in full shape. Like looks just like an MMA fighter, and I'm almost certain that the footage that they shot at this event is going to be put into the movie for real. That's probably why like McGregor's involved and all these guys who are like in that in that realm. But this is a weird one because I don't know. I follow this stuff because it's just part of the industry. But this is a movie going straight to streaming on Amazon Prime Video, and I don't know if there's a theatrical component to it, which is interesting, they're doing screenings, because I know there's been a lot of behind the scenes drama with the director, Doug Liman, about whether or not this film should go to theaters or not. And I think it was always designed for streaming, but it sounds like theaters, I think it's playing in South by Southwest this weekend in Austin.
I'm actually looking forward to it. Because I did like it was 1980.
I like the original.
It was 89.
It's not
next
week. It's the week after,
March
right?
20th. Yes, yeah. Correct. All
right. And my man JD Pardo's in it. Have you ever interviewed JD Pardo?
I have not. I'm not even sure that I know who that is.
Well, did you ever watch Mayans MC? It was kind of the Sons of Anarchy spinoff on FX.
No.
Oh yeah. He's legit. Though. He's a really good actor. And I
bet you I know his face, Jason. I bet you if I saw his face.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
Well, Jason, you know what I'm looking forward to the most? Every time we do the Oscars that they're coming up.
I've got the Oscars odds right in front of me. Yeah.
This is my favorite thing. This is one of my favorite things to do every year. So I don't know if you guys are cool with doing it this way. I always think it's fun if I like give the prediction and then we figure out where the line is. Like what's like before you tell us who the odds are and like which one is favored, I'll give my prediction and we'll see kind of where the line is.
Well, you're definitely going to get that. All right. So I've got the – all right. So at Best Picture, there are 1, 2, 3 – there's – 10, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
all right.
10.
You already know who the overwhelming favorite is.
Right. Oppenheimer. So, Floppenheimer, yeah, yes.
Floppenheimer.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, it's just I like to work in flops whenever I can.
Okay.
It's flop.
I gotcha.
I mean,
it's a poker movie.
They're the overwhelming favorite, so it's not even worth putting money on it.
If someone made an actual Floppenheimer movie,
yeah, it'd be great.
Someone needs to put a poster together of Oppenheimer where it's Cakes' face, like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, let's do it.
And he has, and you have like a horrible hand in your hand.
Yeah,
you look all
the Deuce 7. There's a big mushroom cloud behind my head. It makes all the sense of the world.
And this is what I also like to do when we talk Oscar odds. I like to go through all the movies I actually saw.
Right.
And in this particular list, it's 1. So 1 out of the 10. For Bickle, it's 0.
All you've seen is Anatomy of a Fall, correct?
Anatomy of a Fall is the only one I saw.
I'm interested in Oppenheimer, but it's like 3 hours, right?
Oh, it's longer than
probably
3 hours.
Can
it
you
is?
Guys
yes.
stop with the 3 hours thing? You guys watch 3.5 hour football games all
that's
the time.
Football.
Yeah, because that's fun to watch.
That's entertaining.
Oppenheimer's not going to be entertaining.
Next time someone tells you
my kids really liked it, my older kids.
Yeah, but. So doesn't that tell you something, Eric? Like I feel like in this day and age, like in our generation, we don't focus as much anymore. And the right. idea that younger kids went and saw Oppenheimer multiple times and because it's one of the most, I think it's one of the most important, greatest films ever made.
My kids are like, I would assume Jason and Cakes would say the same about his kids. My kids are smarter than me and they're more curious than me.
It's actually right at 3 hours. It's 180 minutes.
I'm not that curious. I'm not that. You know, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, I got too much on my mind to sit there in a movie theater for 3.5 hours.
You know, I'll just sleep. All right, so Oppenheimer, Best Picture, no question. I mean, at this point, like, listen, right now, the problem is, like, the Oscars are, you know, obviously they're impossible to predict. I mean, like, and there's surprises all the time. I mean, there could be a crazy situation here where, like, Zone of Interest or Anatomy of a Fall wins, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm Oppenheimer. And anybody out there listening right now, if you're not into movies and then something betting is something that you're into, obviously we can turn this into a more fun experience for you guys instead of the movies themselves. But yeah, I think Oppenheimer takes picture, no question. What are the odds on that, Jason?
Minus 5,000. It's not even worth it.
It's just massive.
And best director, Christopher Nolan, also minus 5,000. So he's going to win that.
Yeah. By the way, Nolan's never won. And this is a big deal. I mean, for me at least, I mean, I remember in 2001, I think it was, I went and saw Memento with my dad in New York, and that was the first time I experienced a Christopher Nolan film. And then from that point forward, I've just been – he's my favorite filmmaker of all time, like surpassing Tarantino. And ever since then, I'm just like, you know, Dunkirk, Interstellar, Inception, Dark Knight, The Prestige is one of the most underrated films ever. Just happy. He deserves it. And this is definitely his masterpiece. He's definitely going to win Best Director on Friday, on Sunday.
Yeah, he's going to win it. All right. I'm looking for the Best Supporting or Best Actor. I'll find it. But Best Actress.
Well, Cillian Murphy's a lock. To...
Wait. Don't give the lines yet.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm looking for it. Hold on.
All right. These two are fascinating. So this category is interesting. So Best Actor, Best Actress. You want to start with actor first, Jason?
No, let's do actress first because I actually have those lines up. I'll give you the five candidates: Lily Gladstone, Sandra Huller, Anatomy of a Fall. Annette Bening, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. And
right.
Do you want to guess? You want to guess who the favorite is?
Yeah. So I don't look. So I don't know these bets. I don't know any of these numbers. So this is just personal, like my personal opinion on this. So right now, like it's going to come down to Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone. I would imagine that those are the two that are probably locked in.
Right.
You
better have Stone in your name if you think you're going to win.
You are correct. Lily Gladstone is the favorite. Killers of a Flower Moon.
It's pretty good cakes. Lily Gladstone's going to win, I think, because she won the SAG Awards. So right now, for people, not to get into too much minutia, but the SAG Awards are the Screen Actors Guild Awards, which is like the biggest voting branch of the Oscars. So when you have the SAG Awards, the biggest branch of the Oscar voters are actors. So generally speaking, if someone wins a SAG Award for their role, they're probably going to win the Oscar. Not every time, but Lily Gladstone right now is the number one choice. But Jason, I'm curious. I don't know anything about betting. How close is Emma Stone to that number, though?
To the favorite?
Yeah.
Emma Stone is +130. So Gladstone is -250. So you got to put 250 up to win 100.
Pretty heavy favorite.
So pretty sizable favorite. And Emma Stone is a slight dog at +130. So 100 bucks will pay you 130. Yeah.
Again, I don't know anything about betting. Does that mean Emma Stone is relatively close to Lily Gladstone?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, she's close to even money.
Let's look at actor. Actor is fascinating too, and I'm going to guess that. So yeah, why don't you go ahead and read the nominees, Jason?
I've got Bradley Cooper from Maestro, Colman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy, obviously Jeffrey Wright.
So until the SAG Awards last week, the number one favorite, I think, was Paul Giamatti, because Giamatti was, for people who aren't aware, he's in The Holdovers, great movie. It's on Peacock if you want to see it. So is Oppenheimer, actually. But right now, Cillian Murphy won the SAG Award, and he's kind of gained that momentum. But I would guess, similar to Lily Gladstone and Emma Stone, I would guess that Cillian Murphy and Paul Giamatti are a lot closer than we think. But I'm going to guess that Cillian has the edge because he won the SAG Award. Jason?
Cakes has
I don't have the odds. I have the list of nominees.
I'll get those for you. All right, best supporting actress.
Okay. This category, I think this is locked.
All right, who do you think the favorite is?
I think no question. I don't think there's any other bet you go here except for Davine Joy Randolph. She's won everything. I'm going to imagine that her odds are insane. I don't think there's anybody near her.
You are correct. -2,000. She's the overwhelming favorite.
Okay, and then supporting actor is an interesting category as well, but this is 100% locked. These are the two most locked categories of the night. I would love to know if there's anyone close to Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. I don't think there's a single person close.
He's actually the biggest favorite on the board, -6,000.
What, dude, his odds are bigger than Oppenheimer winning picture?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Wait, real quick, Jason, can you pull up the odds for actor before we go? I'm just curious what those odds are for Cillian and Paul Giamatti.
Just give me a second.
I used to know that.
The other candidates for supporting actor are De Niro.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling for Barbie. I'll never see Barbie. I'm sorry. I just won't ever see that.
It's really good, but I understand.
Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things and Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction.
Yeah, that's Downey.
Best lead actor odds?
Yes, that's what he wants.
All right.
Yeah.
Murphy's at -1,000. Giamatti's +550.
Wow. Now, okay, explain that to me. Does that mean they're not close at all?
It means they're not close at all. Cillian Murphy, big favorite.
That's interesting because Cillian was not the favorite for a long time. He won the SAG, and I guess that jumped it up. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, so if you're anybody listening right now is into betting or not really into the movies, this is an interesting thing. I think this is going to be one of the best Oscars ever because most people saw these movies. Generally speaking, I feel like the Oscars are awarding films that not a lot of people went to see. And I think this particular Oscars on Sunday, I'm excited for Kimmel. I think Kimmel's going to crush it. I think he's a great, great host. I don't know. I know you guys don't particularly care about movies as much as I do, but
that's an understatement of the century.
I will say this, and I know we got to go, and I mean this for sure. Like we are living in an extremely exciting time for cinema. Like more than I've ever seen in my lifetime, at least in my particular career. We're living in a time where the theatrical experience is being heavily promoted and heavily something that people need to go see. I don't know if you saw the numbers for Dune last weekend. I mean, that is insane how well that film did. And it's just a really, it's a big deal. That
Kevin, did you?
But I thought you didn't like, I thought you didn't like it.
No, he gave it 4.5, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, he gave it 4.5, man. I love Dune.
Kevin, awesome. Did you have an intimate moment with your Dune popcorn bucket? Valdez wants to know.
I did try to buy one, but they were sold out. Dude, that might be one of the best marketing ideas of all time.
Did you? Those buckets are going for $800 on eBay.
What?
Are you kidding?
Nope.
That is, hey, it must feel silly.
All right. Well, all right, guys. Well, the Oscars is Sunday. Let me know if you guys can tweet me any questions at Kevin McCarthy TV. Thanks for going through those odds, Jason. I love
yeah, I'm hosting an Oscars career. Party,
yes,
by the way.
So you're first invite.
Yeah, come on over.
Jason, you want to have listeners over to your place?
Let's yeah. 100 listeners, you, and it's this big party. I'll have it catered.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin, enjoy it. We know it's your Super Bowl weekend. Have a good time.
Try to keep it in
Oscars.
Your pants.
Eric, you want to come over for an Oscar party on Sunday?
Thankfully, I'm out of town.
Let's get Ricky.
All right.
That is Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. We'll talk to him again next week. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. Does it give Commanders fans pause that former head coach Ron Rivera thinks the Commanders should draft Jaden Daniels?
I got a lot of thoughts.
We'll discuss that next here on the Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So there was a lot of speculation as to what would become of Ron Rivera after he was fired as the head coach of the Commanders after a horrendous 4-win season. You know, he interviewed for the DC spot in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And was it also Dallas? Dallas, he also got an interview. Maybe even with the Rams, too, but I could be wrong. At least he had at least two DC interviews, possibly three. Well, Ron, at least for the time being, has wound up as an analyst on ESPN.
Looks like a tryout.
Which is kind of weird.
Helping to break down the upcoming NFL draft and free agency.
Look, I watched it.
I was in a restaurant, so I couldn't hear it. I just saw it.
Right.
So you have to run that for me so I can hear how he's breaking down these positions.
Well, I don't know if Valdez yet has him like talking about all the three young quarterbacks. Do you have
that yet? So I have him. He's asked what Washington, his former team, which is seems kind of wild, his former team should do at number two. And then I have him kind of breaking down the big three. Mm-hmm. You want to hear the big three?
Can you play the big three first? And when I listen to this, listen, I think he's good on TV in a sense that, you know, he speaks okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's a pleasant person.
Sure.
But I listened to this breakdown, and literally, Kevin McCarthy could have made the same.
You're probably right.
He might have been better. The same description. Like, it's the most. Like, I'm not even sure he's ever seen these guys play.
So, like, he's asked what the Bears should do at number one, and it kind of just dovetails into like a minute of the quarterback talk.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And we all want to know, what are they going to do at the quarterback position? If you were coaching this team, what do you think the best answer is?
Well, I think if you're going to start from scratch, take the draft pick. Go ahead and draft the first quarterback coming out and go from there and build your football team.
Yeah. So if you were going to do that, you're going to go through the draft, so you would have to trade Justin Fields. Is there a quarterback maybe you would circle that you think? Is it Caleb Williams?
Well, I think Caleb has every tool set that you want. He really does. His skill set is very, very good. He has a good decision-making process. He has the ability to make all the throws. He throws off platform. And he can extend the play because of his athletic ability. You know, I'm leaning towards a guy like that. I think Jalen Daniels is another guy that we've got to really take a long look at as well and get to know if he's capable. Because, again, these are quarterbacks can extend plays. Dangerous players like that are guys that really go in the first, second pick of the draft.
Okay, so the Chicago so, currently holds the number.
Jalen Daniels? I'm being very persnickety.
He also, that's the most, just the most generic nothing. Like,
well, he doesn't know them.
He doesn't know them. He doesn't watch them.
It's clear.
Right,
there's no chance he was watching them during this past season because he knew he wasn't going to be here helping contribute to pick.
It's hard to watch tape wearing your own pebble.
Yeah. I don't watch these guys much either, but when I know I'm going to talk about them, I try to watch them.
Right.
Like, I even wonder if he bothered to watch them before he went on. I literally think Ron's one of those guys who just thinks he can show up and fake his way through stuff. I honestly do. I think
well,
he's
Well, it
big
sounds
phony.
I mean, he doesn't even know Daniel's first name.
Yeah.
Can you go back to that, please?
I didn't even catch that.
I call it
again.
Jalen.
These are quarterbacks can extend plays. Dangerous players like that are guys that really go in the first, second pick of the draft.
Okay, so
no, it's before that.
And he can extend a play because of his athletic ability. You know, I'm leaning towards a guy like that. I think Jalen Daniels is another guy that we've got to really take a
Jalen,
look at.
Jalen,
it's really quick, but he does yeah. call
he calls him Jalen.
Yeah, he does it. He rushes through
like
it because he knows he
are guys
know.
That really go in the first, second pick of the draft.
Okay, so
Jalen no, Daniels.
He might have said.
Jalen. I think Jalen Daniels.
No,
I think Jalen Daniels.
That's definitely
he says.
Now.
Now maybe it was just a slip up.
Yeah,
but
it's fine.
Mush mouth.
It doesn't mean anything.
I think Jalen Daniels is another guy that we've got to really.
Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't know.
He does comment on Drake May
of the draft.
Okay, so the Chicago currently holds the number one overall pick, as we know. But you would take Caleb Williams and not a guy like Drake May, maybe out of North Carolina.
I think Drake's more of a prolific style passer. He's a guy that's going to take a little bit of work, but I think he is a guy that can become that type of quarterback. He's got a good skill set as well, good decision maker, and throws a really nice ball.
All right,
he said nothing.
It's all general stuff.
He said nothing.
He said he's a prolific passer, but he needs work.
I listened to this like 2 days ago. Or whatever the hell it was yesterday,
yeah.
And I was screaming at my computer. I was like, you're not saying anything!
Also, you're getting the opinion of a guy who couldn't have butchered the quarterback spot any worse during his 4 years here in Washington. By bypassing Tua and Herbert to bringing in Carson Wentz. And look, I know Carson Wentz endures a lot of abuse. And here's where I'll give Ron a slight pass on Carson. He was the best that they could actually acquire in his mind because they knew they weren't getting Russell Wilson.
They tried for other
guys. They knew they weren't going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Everyone else turned him down.
It turns out if he had even hit on either of those two other guys, it wouldn't have worked out because Rodgers blows his Achilles and Russell Wilson underperformed and got kicked out of Denver after 2 years. So Carson Wentz was the best that he could do.
Yes.
The best decision he made at quarterback was picking Heinicke off the couch during the COVID season. That was his masterstroke at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best he could do. And you're asking that guy to break down the quarterback?
Not to mention he got like five throws at the dartboard.
Yeah. I just think he's kind of like the Kirk Cousins of coaches.
I would think Ron would know more about Drake May just because Sam Howell played with him. So he could just ask Sam Howell, hey, give me something on Drake May.
No, I think he's so arrogant, he doesn't even he just fakes it.
We also have audio. He was asked what the Commanders should do, which is, again, also awkward because you have the guy who was just fired for the Commanders asking, you're asking him what they should do with the number two overall pick.
I'm curious to know, if Coach were still there, what would be his quarterback plan if he was still there?
All right,
well,
Coach.
You know, the big thing more so than anything else that you have to look at is the style of offense they're going to run, though. You've got Cliff Kingsbury, again, a guy that likes the mobile quarterback, quarterback that can move in the pocket, that can make the plays when they're downfield and throw the football. I think the big thing is you've got to have a mobile quarterback. So I really do think that's going to be, you know, one
so
of these.
So who would that be, Coach, of these?
Well, Jaden Daniels, just because of the fact that, you know, everybody expects Caleb to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, if this is the style of offense you're going to have, you've got to have that type of quarterback, a guy that can, again, you know, move around in the pocket, hold on to the football, find guys downfield, and just send it downfield to make guys make plays.
Does his slight frame concern you?
Not necessarily because he is a big guy. He's going to add a little bit of weight again. Mm-hmm. I think he's the kind of guy, though, that will fit what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do.
What does he mean he's a big guy?
He means he's tall.
Yeah, yeah, just height. What is he, like 6'3"?
6'4". He's 6'4"?
Well, so this is 6'4", I believe. Yeah, but,
you know, I don't – he didn't get the measurements at the combine, remember?
Right. Yeah, he's allergic to stepping on a scale.
LSU listed him as 6'4", but
yeah, so that means he's probably 6'2.5" and
190. He'll get measured down at LSU.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, they'll fake it, just like they do with Kyler.
You know. So let's just assume he's 6'4". That's what he means. He's just tall.
Uh-huh.
He's not heavy.
Yeah.
But there you go. Ron wants the Commanders to take Jalen slash Jaden.
It's so funny because
hey, you should move him off your list.
Who?
Jaden. You should move him down because Ron endorses him.
But here's the thing: I know he's endorsing him, knowing nothing. Like I know he's just he's just talking out of his butt.
Right, and they actually had to like drag it out of Ron because they're like, so you'd go with Jaden Daniels? They're leading the witness.
Yeah, he didn't know what to say. It's so funny because we've talked about it a million times throughout our entire career here. We've been mediocre. We've had every kind of coach. All the other coaches that have come here and failed, I still respect. I still have reverence for. Ron destroyed this roster so mm-hmm. much, and he was such a BSer, I actually hate him.
It's hard to hate him because he seems like such a nice, like personable.
No, I wouldn't hate him if he walked in here.
I don't
think you hate him.
You hate what he did to the roster.
You dislike his job. You hate the job he did. You don't hate him as a person.
No, but I just think he's a big phony. I just think he's a big phony. He's up there faking everything. Listen, we're all faking it. But
a lot of guys would probably say that same stuff. You know, if they're not following the college game.
I know, but they're faking it. But like I think when Dan Orlovsky does his analysis.
Okay, but blame ESPN. ESPN asked him to come on.
I don't have a high regard for ESPN. Dan Orlovsky.
I don't know why they asked Ron to come on.
Well, because he's a good talker.
He's a big name.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot of guys you could ask.
Yeah. But like when you have these other guys and Tim Hasselbeck, you know they've watched. You know, Orlovsky, you know they've watched. Yeah. Just saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
on the range than you are.
That'd be hard.
Point, like.
Hey, you think he's got a Rap Soto?
I don't even know what that means.
MLM 2 Pro, not the Nubs Rap Soto. Silly one.
Don't have any idea what you're talking about.
And it's fine.
So, I mean, so does that give you pause, like you said, that Ron likes Daniels?
The only reason why it doesn't is because I know he hasn't seen more than 20 seconds of highlights.
He's just up there parroting kind of what they're talking about. Like he literally has nothing to add.
No.
What? Yeah. His analysis?
All right, but that was his first time. I mean, he might go deeper into this over the next few months.
He's a faker.
You can't fake it on ESPN forever.
When was that?
He won't.
When was that audio that you ran?
Here's what's going to happen.
The day before.
The producers.
I think he was on yesterday, too.
They're going to look at his tape. They're going to look at the first tape and say, I mean, he's a big name, but he didn't really give us much here.
I don't know.
In my opinion.
But I don't know how smart they are.
Well, he tried out. Somebody reported that he had to go through the tryout process to make sure he wasn't terrible.
Well, I mean, because he's fair for a football coach. He's mm-hmm. fairly articulate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a big name. He doesn't crumble under the pressure.
Right.
But he's faking it. He doesn't know anything about those players. I'm telling you right now.
I tend to agree with you
I'm telling you that. Trust me, elite people reader right here. That dude doesn't know anything. He has no idea. He's like, seen as much as McCarthy.
The film that he's seen of them are the little montages that they're playing while he's talking.
He sees blurbs on his reels while he's pooping.
All right, 2 weeks from now, he says this.
Yeah.
The more I watch of Jalen Daniels, the more I like about him.
Right.
And I think the Commanders absolutely got to take this guy at number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he becomes more entrenched. Would that give you pause?
I'd be a little bit worried about it because he's not a very good judge of quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, that played out during mm-hmm. his 4 years here.
Dude, again, he's a faker. He was here for 4 years, and he said he didn't start coaching until like the last 3 weeks.
Right.
I mean,
and that wasn't good either.
He's a faker.
Boat raced.
I can't take anything he says seriously. I can't believe the amount of hostility I have towards this guy. I feel like I've been in therapy, and it's just coming out of nowhere. I'm learning like that I was abused or something.
But I think as time passes, your saltiness towards him is going to fade. Or you think you're going to hold on? You're going to still.
I don't know why it would fade.
You can be this pissed at Ron.
He destroyed my franchise, and he gave it the worst, boringest worst name in history.
That's a temporary name. We all know that's going to change.
I actually think if the team is mid or if it stinks this year, it's still Ron's fault.
Oh yeah, 100%. Dan Quinn and Peters.
Peters whiff, or if the team busts, or they win 5, 6, 7 games this year.
Yeah, they totally can go to Josh Harris and say, look,
Ron's fault.
We're good, but we're not good enough to redo the damage that was inflicted here.
Dan Quinn and Peters have a runway of, they have a 2-year free pass.
Because it's,
well,
the
if they
bare,
win seven
the
games,
are so bare.
If they win 7 games with a rookie quarterback, that's a huge win.
Oh, absolutely.
5 games, okay.
That's good progress.
No, I don't you think that's fair?
He has a 2-year. What if they pull a rabbit out of there? You know what?
Well, Dan Quinn's the best coach in NFL history.
Ron doesn't get any credit.
Ron
though.
Gets no credit.
He can only get blame.
Only blame.
Right. I'm with you. He's the biggest phony out. That's why they didn't hire him as a DC. What other head coach goes around as well known as Ron and can't even get a DC job? Guy's embarrassing.
I can't believe he got interviews.
Well, the courtesy interviews. I would assume.
He's a big, schmoozer faker.
I still can't believe he got courtesy interviews.
All right, if you want to weigh in on Ron Rivera thinking the Commanders should draft Jaden/Jalen Daniels, you can do that on the MGM National Harbor list.
I think he knew his name. He just slipped up
first time. 800-636-1067.
He sounded a little nervous.
Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office? It's time to ditch your beat-up chair for a new one before you're riding the bench. With a back injury, look no further than PVI Office Furniture in Frederick, Maryland. Thanks to them for bringing in like 25 new office chairs here to 106.7 The Fan. It was long overdue. PVI has an enormous selection of furniture. You can visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reminder to the listeners, at 8:20... the $10 to 10K challenge continues. So get your picks ready. Get your rationale. Get ready to sell us on the pick so we can double up and keep this rig rolling so we can get 10K in just a few more weeks. It's all about you. and our decision making. We're the decision makers. We're the gatekeepers for your betting intel. So that's coming up at 8:20. Now, I know we have some audio that we wanted to play of Jaden Daniels talking about like who his mentors are, who's kind of helping guide him through this NFL draft process. Here's Jaden Daniels.
You talk to Joe Burrow at all? Lean on anybody? Who you talk to for advice and stuff like that?
Going into the NFL? I talk to Joe. Me and Joe have a relationship.
Cool.
He's a cool dude.
He is, right?
He's very cool. But for me, outside of this, I really talk to Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to Arizona State with him.
Yeah, BA.
Like a big brother to me, so we talk all the time. You know, he literally called me this whole week asking how I was doing in Indy and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Oh, so Joe Burrow and Brandon Ayuk. Look at that. That's his buddy from Arizona State. I don't even know if he's paying attention.
I am. Somewhat. This sounds good.
Well, Chris Caraba, he's dreamy. Dashboard Confessional, right, so good.
Can we bang out a few of these? All right, let's go to Mike. I just want to just kill Ron Rivera.
Do you have any idea what that audio just said?
No.
Run it again.
Are you kidding?
I was texting my buddy.
Run it again.
Play
it again. I came in late.
All right, re-queuing it. Re-queuing the Jaden Daniels audio.
I was taking a bathroom break.
Talking about who his guys are, who he's leaning on.
You lean on anybody? Who you talk to for advice and stuff like that?
Going into the NFL? I talk to Joe. Me and Joe have a relationship.
Cool.
He's a cool dude.
He is, right?
He's very cool. But for me, outside of this, I really talk to Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to Arizona State with him.
Yeah, BA.
Like a big brother to me, so we talk all the time. You know, he literally called me this whole week asking how I was doing in Indy and stuff like that.
See? There you go.
I mean, everybody mocked me, but whatever. I appreciate you playing that. I appreciate you finding that. What can I say? It's still gossip.
Stevie's friend is onto something.
Listen, I believe it. Why would he make it? I mean, it's not like I have to say it's gossip. I can't confirm it.
If they don't take Daniels at two, we are confirming that.
Then it's pretty much confirmed.
I'm going to come on and confirm it.
Right.
Well,
if Drake May is the guy at two,
if they take May, I'm going to say. You were right. Your source was right.
Well, they were more focused on how Jaden didn't like Peters. But I didn't care about that. What I took out of it was the anecdote that Peters had a fifth round grade on him and didn't think his skill set translated. That was just a year ago. So that's the part I cared about. I don't care. Like, I would be offended too if a guy told me I sucked. That didn't even bother me. But so, you know what I'm saying? Am I articulating that?
I understand.
That?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a big piece to the puzzle?
Well, I mean, it does show they're close.
Close.
I mean, trust me, my son and his friend, they don't pay attention. They don't care. They don't care about that stuff. He actually said, so-and-so said, you got to send this to your dad for some reason. You know how many times? Hold on. Do you know how many times in the, my kid's 23 years old. Yeah. How many times in the 23 years he's ever done that to me? That's the first time.
I know. You said he never cares.
They doesn't care. They don't care. They can't care about me.
I like that you're proving your point by putting it out there that Stevie doesn't care about football and that he's not plugged in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just somehow Kevin McCarthy cares more about football.
No, but his buddy.
Listen, by the way, my son, he didn't care. He just said, so-and-so said, you got to show this to your dad. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Like, Stevie doesn't care if it's – you don't know any of those guys. You don't care. And that guy that sent it to me, I didn't even know he followed football.
Hey, if Peters doesn't take Daniels at two, that's the reason.
Vindicated.
Well, what's
play
the reason that he doesn't like his skill set?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Obviously he doesn't like him.
Right. But what if he does take him?
I don't think it's because he doesn't like him as a person.
But then that rumor bogus.
Well, then
we're
gonna have to play some song that's completely opposite to that.
I actually think if you wanted me, I could answer that too, and just say, yeah, a year ago he didn't like him. Nobody liked him a year ago. Captivated. You know what I mean? So there's really no way. Thank you.
Can you find out how?
Well, hold on. You're not vindicated yet until April 25th.
Soon to be vindicated.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's random that this random kid that doesn't even follow sports tells me Brandon Ayuk and what's his name talk all the time.
I know. Can you find out how this kid from Illinois knows Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah. What's that connection?
Like, I don't know that he knows him, but they have a mutual friend or something, or something happened.
Mutual friend.
Put it this way, this kid
a little digging.
You
might be onto something.
I didn't even care. Yeah.
I know, but now it's a big story.
Hey, dig more than Ron did when he did his stand-up for ESPN. Let's find out.
You're kind of Ronning this story a little bit, you're at the surface level, handed this stuff, and now
I know it's gossip, and I can't, you know.
Now we're asking you, instead of being Ron Rivera, we're asking you to be Chris Sims.
You guys want me to get like a Pulitzer on this?
Hey, 20 less swings in your garage, and find out who the connection is, and we're good.
I hit the ball so good yesterday, and couldn't make a putt. I mean, I've never hit it that close to the pin before.
And it's good. Yeah. It's paying off. Now you just need to work on your putting.
Just like the story, you're close to the pin right now. All you got to do is see the ball in the hole.
You're pin seeking.
So do you think, I'm just being honest, because to me, it does tie it together a little bit more. But I know I can't. Mm-hmm. It's just gossip. But do you think it does give that idea some veracity that at least that came from Jaden?
It makes it more, I guess it makes
I think
more
that,
possible.
That bolsters it. The fact that Jaden mentioned that he's leaning on BA.
Like, what are the chances?
Well, I never thought that they weren't friends. Yeah. Of course, that would kind of make sense, though. But hearing them say that we talk all the time.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Ooh. My best friend.
Well, he's like my mentor.
What else? When did he have this scoop for you? Like, what's the timeline on it?
I don't know, a couple days ago. I don't know.
Saturday.
It was before this interview.
This interview was 6 days ago, or it was posted 6 days ago.
Well,
let me ask a question.
Yes.
Is it possible that Stevie's
heard
this and connected the dots on his own?
Maybe.
And then
he sent it to him before. I saw Steven after we played. Who did we play?
You played Louisville. It was Bellarmine.
So it was after the Bellarmine game that we were just, you know, talking, and he showed me this text. He said, "Hey, so and so said I have to show you this text."
So it was last Saturday.
So, but I don't know when he sent them the text.
When was that posted?
Probably within the previous 48 hours.
This was posted 6 days ago.
So it was posted Sunday.
Okay, so it's before then.
Does Stevie Bickle know he's the talk of D.C.?
He doesn't give a crap. He doesn't
Couldn't care.
Couldn't care
less, I'm guessing.
My kids.
Nikki Javalis.
None of my kids care about me. Or they, you know,
no, they don't care about
I'm
you.
A zero. No, I mean, they love me, but they don't care about what I do or anything like that. It's just completely unfazed. So, he doesn't think about my dumb job or nothing.
All right, find out about this kid from Illinois and how he knows Brandon.
Yeah, who is this
or what's
person?
The connection?
I actually know the kid. I'm going to text the kid directly.
Yeah, there we go.
Why even go through my son? That's a
waste. Yeah, you don't need to go through an intermediary.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, come to the source.
I'll call him. We'll call him right now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Get you think
air.
He's up?
No. Hungover. So
no,
hungover.
What if his answer is atrocious? His answer could be, you know, he just met some drunk at a bar.
Yeah, text him and find out.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. We heard it.
We'll have Drab call him off air.
No.
Do some real digging.
I have to filter in case if he says something terrible.
This is like 60 minutes.
All right,
this is
hold
like
on.
Crack investigative team.
All right, I'm going to text the kid right now.
Find out how he knew.
Eric does look like Andy Rooney.
Thanks. I bet an all-time low of self-esteem.
Yeah, I know.
Just kick
he has a cheap tip in.
He looks dead.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to talk or do you want me to text? What do you want me to do? I can't.
Text him.
Last time I texted, you guys attacked
you
me.
You text
for texting.
Him.
This is for the show.
I'll get us to break.
All right.
John Feinstein is going to join us next. It's Fridays with Feinstein. And after Feinstein joins us, we're going back to the $10 to 10K challenge. So get your bets ready. Get your picks ready. We're going to get to the listeners coming up at 8:20 right here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.